Thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap Jay Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So what if Matt Nagy already knows he's coming back? What if management had said, look, we're in a pandemic. You've navigated a lot of that very effectively. You guys are coming back. We're going to give you another year here. What if they already know that up there? I host the Dave Wants That show on Mondays and Thursdays at TV. Wani thinks, boy, Matt's awfully empowered to come out and call out his defense. Maybe he already knows he's coming back. What if that's true?
I would say
good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And I would say that we're living in a fever dream if that is the case, right? If that is the case. You know, for someone like Matt Nagy to speak out when you're 5-6 slip sliding away out of the season and saying what he said, it was a little bit off kilter. It was a little bit different from his personality because Matt's not usually that bombastic.
Correct.
And not that forthcoming.
Cutting.
You know, that in saying what's really on his mind, because he usually has a very positive spin. It kind of is emblematic of the culture up there in Lake Forest. And I totally understand that. But I thought it was interesting that when I heard that report that Nagy could be coming back, I would say, well, what is the reason? What has he done to be able to earn his way back to Hallis Hall? What has he done? Because look at what he was here for, Cap. He's here to be able to change the fortunes of the offense, and he hasn't done so.
And what if he said to you, you try and get that offense to work with the offensive line I've been given?
And I would tell him that that's not my job. That's your job, pal.
Right.
That's what I would tell him. Like, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not an offensive genius. And I'm not someone that works in the National Football League. That's your space. I excel in this space here on Cap and Jay Hood. He's supposed to excel in his space. I do my job better than he does up there at Lake Forest. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
Take that.
Take that.
Early.
So, what if management said to you, to Jeff, to Danny, hey,
JR.
And JR. Where is JR? Anyway.
He's working. That's what he's doing.
Okay. What if he called all of us in, the five of us on this show, and he said, this is George McCaskey I'm speaking of. Hey, we're in a pandemic. I'm only going to make one change. I'm going to move either the GM out or I'm moving the head coach out and his staff. What are you doing?
Well, it starts with Ryan Pace. It starts there. As a matter of fact, I think we've talked more about Ryan Pace and what he has not done, even more so than Nagy. This is not to say that Nagy has done a worse job, because both have not been able to get it done. Your job is to move the offense. It has not happened. And your job, Ryan Pace, who hides, by the way, thank God that we were able to at least see him. We weren't sure if he was still alive or not. We saw him up there in the press box in the suite. He's shaking his head from side to side like, they cut me on the camera. I can't believe you phoned me in the camera. Yeah, we're talking about you, pal, because you're not doing your job well. That guy's got to go at some point. It's his first opportunity to be a GM. He was a second or third guy in command with the Saints, and they thought because you're with a good organization, it's the right hire at the right time, Cap. It was the right hire because he came from a winning organization. He's just overwhelmed. He messed up on the quarterback, and that is the undoing for a lot of general managers. You don't get the quarterback right, you don't deserve to be in that position as an authority with the Chicago Bears. So he has, if I had my druthers, it would be him over Nagy.
And then what if people in his camp said to you and I, well, that defense, which was bad against Green Bay, I get it.
Yep.
That defense that's been keeping your ass afloat, he put every single player there except for Kyle Fuller, who he inherited. But every other guy, you like your safety, we paid him a lot. He grabbed him. He got Akeem Hicks. He got Khalil Mack. He got this guy. He got that guy. While you look at Matt, and every year he's been here, even when they went 12-4, their offense has been 27th, 29th, 31st. Like, awful.
Yeah.
You'd still feel better about a new GM picking the players over a head coach whose specialty has been at the bottom of the league.
That is correct. And I know that sounds crazy, but point is, like, I know that everyone listening right now is saying, well, you got to get rid of both and you got to change the structure because you and I are the leaders of that, talking about the infrastructure for the Bears. But if you ask me which one, if I had to choose one or the other, my feet to the fire, you know, gun to my head, I think it starts with Ryan Pace because you have to have a different set of eyes on the organization. Another general manager comes in here with some thought, we'll look at it and say, well, it looks like you got to get your offensive line fixed. No matter what you saw in the Green Bay game, it was not bad, the offensive line, but you got to get that right. You want to make sure that those studs are with you for a decade, if possible, until you get to where you need to be.
See, I feel like if I was going to run that thing, if I was going to trade something of value, you know what, I'm going to rebuild this thing on the fly. I'm not tearing it. First of all, you can't trade Khalil Mack, period.
No.
His cap hit is so onerous that you'd be paying him so much money to not play for your team that it makes no sense. Unless somebody's calling you up and going, I'll give you three number ones for him, which isn't going to happen. So I would probably trade something of value, understanding I might take a little step back and go, okay, I got a second round pick for Kyle Fuller. Just pick a name.
Mm-hmm.
I got a second round pick for that guy. He's an elite corner. Now I'm using my number one and my two twos, three picks in the top 50 players, three offensive linemen. Three. And all of a sudden, I got Mustafa at center. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I got Cody Whitehair and James Daniels as my guards. I just took two tackles and another guy to plug and play in there.
You hope that at least you can strike gold with at least two to three.
Exactly.
At the very least.
Exactly.
Because it's needed.
Correct.
And by the way, don't stop there. Don't stop with just those two.
Right.
You got to still continue. Just like you try to, I would say, to draft a quarterback every year, you still want to make sure that your lines, offensive and defensive, are lined up and quality. Now, you know, again, you give Ryan Pace this much credit, that the defense that you built is pretty solid. But then the choices that you made, the expensive choices that you made, is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not the 2000 Baltimore Ravens or the Lovie Smith Bears. Yeah, you want to have a strong defense, but it's an offensive league.
Correct.
Where's your assets in the offensive with this offensive league? And it goes to another point that we have to make, because I think maybe some people missed this morning. Cap, there's an issue in that locker room with some of the offensive players, right? We have seen this here on social media.
We have.
There's a problem here.
Okay.
With some of the, because there is a major rift here between, I say, Nagy, I would say the offensive coaches, and the players.
So, social media, like I said to my wife yesterday, boy, I wish we lived in an era where there was something called social media where I could hear what the players are really thinking. And she looked at me, I'm like, yeah, I'm being completely facetious.
Excuse me?
Just go to social media and look. Okay, Allen Robinson on Twitter. We all follow all these guys. You go to his likes. Some guy tweeted at him, hey, come to the Niners, bro. I'm going to like that tweet. I'm Allen Robinson. Need you in Green Bay with praying hands. I'll like that tweet. Come to the Saints. I'll like that tweet. Let's go to Anthony Miller's page. Anthony Miller, come to New England, bro. I'll like that tweet.
Bro.
And then Juice Wims, Javon Wims. Chicago was where receivers go to die. A guy who was replying to Anthony Miller. He likes that one. This is a guy who's lucky his ass is not on the street. He got suspended by the league for two games. The Bears have kept him employed when they very easily could have said, we're going to make an example out of that guy. They didn't. They stayed loyal to their guy, and they keep paying him. And he's going to do that?
Do you understand why Pace has to be the first one out? Because those are his choices.
They are.
Now, I understand that they're coached by Nagy, but if you ask me again, if I had my choice of one or the other, it would have to be Pace. But here's the thing. We're not trying to build this narrative. It's just that something that's out there in the ether now that Nagy could be back next season. Well, I mean, now it's a little bit uneven, right?
Uh-huh.
Say, for instance, Nagy does return, and now you have to find another general manager. Okay, so that new GM is going to have to fire Nagy at some point.
Uh-huh.
And so now you're just kind of behind. My thought is you want to start fresh by leveling everything.
Right.
Starting fresh. But it's so Bears if they were able to do that.
Well, that's what Phil Emery had to deal with. He came in, wanted to fire Lovie from day one.
Yeah.
No, we're going to make you keep Lovie. Okay, he goes 10-6. Doesn't deserve to get fired at that point.
Right.
And nope, I'm going to fire him. And he hires Mark Trestman. That doesn't work. You had your bite at the apple. You're out, too. It's like, it's so Bears.
It is. It really is. So I you know, if that is true, if that story is true, that Nagy is coming back next year, I don't know how Bears fans are going to deal with that, especially when the offense is not moving at all. You don't see anything, no light at the end of the tunnel that says, man, you know what, if Nagy stays another year, this will be the year. That's when the offense will start moving, man.
Correct.
Because he's got another year, Trubisky or whomever the quarterback is. Now the running game, solid with Montgomery. They got no, it's not working.
Agreed.
Any of it.
Agreed.
So it's hard. It would be hard for me if I'm George McCaskey driving to work this morning, going to the gym this morning, listening to the show, and thinking, well, if I bring these guys back, I know the fans will be happy. He's got his ear to the ground.
He does.
He's not one of these guys that he's so high in the sky that he doesn't understand what's going on. Listens to sports radio, listens to season ticket holders. He knows what's going on.
He does.
So, but he's got to make the right move here. The right move is not to bring any of these guys back. What sense would it make? What's the positive of bringing Nagy back? What do you think?
The only positive is they like to model themselves after the Steelers, family-owned, and, you know, the Rooney family, the McCaskey family. The one difference is
the Maras.
Steelers, yeah, the Maras are another one, the Fords are another one. The Steelers do nothing but win and show amazing continuity. Amazing.
And patience.
They've had, what, three coaches in 50 years?
Yeah.
Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher to Mike Tomlin, and every one of them's won at least one Super Bowl, and in Chuck Knoll's case, four.
Yes, and I like the idea that if nothing else, you're going to be steady. You're going to be constant where you're not going to have this major drop-off and having – because Tomlin has not had a major drop-off.
No, well, he's never been below 500.
8-8's the worst he's ever done.
8-8, and I know when he was 8-8, there were people calling for his head in Pittsburgh, and the family came out immediately. Coach Tomlin's our guy. He's not going anywhere. So you can stop with all that. And now they're 10-0, playing later today. By the way, it's so great to be off of work at 10:30 and be able to watch football this afternoon.
That's true.
It's the Bears are just, they never make the right decision.
Maybe this time around they will. Maybe they will this time. After the Nagy and Pace administration, maybe they will. We are begging you, George, do the right thing. Do not just ask Ted to try to find somebody like a Corsi or a, you know, one of these guys, a Casserling, to try to find you the next head coach, next GM. Don't do
Correct.
That. Don't do that. Stop going to firms. Stop doing that.
Correct.
I mean, talk to people. Find out how I could be different from somebody else. You've got your money. You've got your millions and billions of dollars. Now, you want to walk in and people say, now, that's a championship team right there, pal. Hey, George, a moment, please.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, how'd you finally turn things around?
You guys are great.
That's what you want.
You're young, you want exciting.
You want the whispers. You don't want the, hi, pal, good to see you. Chicago's in the house.
Keep trying. You'll get there.
No, you want the, excuse me? Could you give me a moment, please. George, damn it. How do you do it? Every year you're in the mix. Well, we're doing well, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. What's your secret?
That's what you want.
Correct.
You want the whisper. You don't Correct. Want the, McCaskey, old boy. Good to see ya.
Right. Like Tony Montana says, first you get the power, then you get the money.
That's right.
Then you get the woman.
That's right.
Remember that line?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to get the power by winning.
Exactly
winning.
Right.
All right, 312-332-3776. If, and again, it's just an if, there are people in the league that think, Matt stepped out, maybe he already knows he's coming back. Maybe. If they've already decided that he'll be back, are you okay with that?
312-332-3776.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
I'm Cap, Meller, Zetterman, Strauss. We are your morning team, and you can watch the show on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So, my friend Mark Carman. Mark Carman does awesome work over at fansided.com, at the Carm on Twitter. He just retweeted one of their fansided NFL writers and said, Bears now, because Matt Lombardo, a fan site, had said executives and sources around the NFL tell me former Chiefs and Browns general manager John Dorsey will likely be among the most sought-after GM candidates, and it's highly likely he will bring Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy with him as the new head coach.
They're going to be great with the Texans. That's going to be great. Got a quarterback already locked in there. Yeah, that's a good job.
Really good job.
Yeah. No state tax. Oh, keep some of your money. Yeah, that's going to be a great combo when they go to the Texans.
So would that combo intrigue you as a Bear? Now,
excuse me?
As the Bears.
Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No shot. No shot. No, you want if you're going to take a job, get a quarterback that's ready-made. Deshaun Watson.
Well, hold on a second. I walk up to you. I'm George McCaskey. You're John Dorsey.
Yeah.
And I say to you, okay, I got to fix this thing once and for all. I will get out of your way. Here's a how many years you need? I want a 7-year deal. Done.
Yeah.
I'm bringing Eric Bieniemy as the head coach. Done.
Yeah.
You guys do what you got to do. You got to tear it apart. You're in charge. I am going to now handle it like Tom Ricketts did when he hired Theo. Here's your budget. There's the checkbook. There's 275 million, whatever the number is. That's what it was for the Cubs. Here's the amount of money. You want to sign Jeff Meller for 275? Go ahead. It's your call. I am getting out of the way. I am going to drive my pickup truck from, he lives way the hell out.
Yep.
I'm going to drive it and listen to sports radio, have a cup of coffee, and all I want to know is I don't want to read about it in the paper or hear it on the radio, what moves you're making. Just tell me. Okay. But I won't interfere.
Okay. Well, if I'm John Dorsey, what I say to George McCaskey is, you know, what's up with that wispy mustache?
Wow.
That's what I would say. The suspiciously 1930s wispy mustache. Should you really be wearing that in 2020? That's what I would ask.
You have a wispy mustache.
I do not, sir. I do not, sir. Do I look like I was, in a 1930s movie? I don't look like a 1930s movie villain. That's what McCaskey looks like. That's what I would ask first. Like that's great,
are
sir.
You tying damsels in distress to the train track hoodie?
Well, Dick Dastardly?
Hi, everybody. I'm Dick Dastardly. And welcome. Now, that's what I would ask first. But no.
Taker, Mr. Dorsey, how are you?
So I would say the Texans would be the better job there if I was looking for it, because I got a quarterback there. I got a quarterback in Detroit. Yeah, that seems like better jobs.
Okay, so John Dorsey's not working right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got my pick of the litter, don't I, pal?
That means you can go anywhere you want, and anyone can talk to you now, because, like, you can't pick up the phone and call John Schneider, the head of the Seahawks, go, I'm going to promote you and give you a president title, and I'm going to give you millions of dollars. You can't do that.
No, but you can call John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. He'll take your call.
He might.
Yep.
But you have to wait till the season's over to meet with a current team's employee. Mm-hmm. But John Dorsey's sitting at home going, keep them calls coming, because yeah. All I do is bring talent in. So,
Taker, Mr. Dorsey, how are you?
So,
Mr. Dorsey, sir.
What if George said, I'm going to get a jump on the Lions. I'm going to get a jump on whoever it is, the Texans, the Falcons. I am going to absolutely make that call. I've done my homework. If that's how he felt, that's the guy.
Yeah, the problem is the Bears don't have a Theo Epstein. Or Rick Hahn, quite frankly. You remember Rick Hahn, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean we're hiring Tony?
I just like to hire.
I like to hire. That's it.
That's the only thing is you don't have a Theo there that can make that happen. Whatever you need. Jet, come on in. We want this player. I want this player. Right. That's the problem. You don't have a mover and shaker up there at House Hall. That's
John Dorsey's a mover and shaker.
I understand that. But who can find that mover and shaker? Like, we, of course, you and I think that's a great idea. Who's going to find him? Ted? I think Ted Phillips is going to do that. You got to get him out of the sauna first. Are you kidding me?
All right, 312-332-3776. Matt Nagy went off on his defense, called people out because he's already confident that he's coming back? What if that was the reason that his personality changed? Like, you don't change your personality.
No, absolutely not.
To the phones we go. Eddie's in Portage Park. Eddie, what's up, man?
How's it going, man? Man, that was some bad news to wake up to. Ugh.
What news? What'd you hear?
Oh, Nagy coming back.
What if? What if that is the case? How would you feel?
What if I was 6'5" and black and can dunk? I'd be in the NBA. Those are questions that
probably not.
Never are going to be answered.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure that you would. I'm 6'3" and I'm not there.
Yeah, correct.
And black.
I can't dunk, man.
And can dunk. Nonetheless,
no. It's just
more of a 3-pointer league.
Cav used to call Jay Cutler the Black Cloud.
Yep.
I don't think Jay was the Black Cloud. He was an issue, but he wasn't the main issue. Like, I think you owe Jay an apology.
Are you out of your mind? Did you hear what Devin Hester said yesterday? Devin Hester said yesterday, the single worst leader I've ever been around in the National Football League, ever. Stop.
Jay could say the same thing. He was the single worst receiver he was given to work
with.
We're
not talking about ability. We're talking about the ability to galvanize a room. Go talk to 10 guys that were his teammates. They hated playing with him.
But you knew he wasn't a leader. Like, you brought it, like...
I didn't want ever to make a trade for him. Apologize to Jay Cutler? Have you lost your mind? For what? Tell him the truth?
I'm still a Bears fan, so clearly, yes, I have lost my mind.
Well, exactly.
Eddie, you have to understand, it's a 3-point league, by the way, in the NBA. You don't need to dunk anymore.
I can't shoot either, man.
You're in trouble.
I can't even reach the rim, dude.
You're in trouble.
It's depressing, man. I was, as a kid, I was one of the tall ones. I would be normally be, they're like, you're big, you're playing center.
Yeah.
So I was just like, that's not fun.
Being a striper in Little League football, like my son was.
Yeah.
You're too heavy, Garrett. Like, you can't carry the ball. You got to just go block and have a stripe on your helmet. Yeah, what fun is that?
Be like, just box out. Just box out.
All right.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Danny?
Yeah, listen, I love Jay Cutler. I don't want to get into the Jay Cutler bashing right now, but Cap's quoting Devin Hester. It's only fair to also quote Devin Hester out of his mouth. I would tell Jay Cutler this to his face. He's the best quarterback when it comes to accuracy, power, knowledge of the game. The best quarterback, hands down, I played with my entire life. So if you're going to quote Devin Hester bashing Cutler, you also got to quote Devin Hester praising him.
Yeah, no question.
It was a long podcast. It wasn't just 30 seconds of him crapping on Jay.
Correct.
And which
don't
podcast,
disagree.
And which podcast was this?
He was on...
Armchair Nutritionist.
No, Untold Stories, Episode 16 by Master Tess. I don't really know where you could find that, but there you go. It's a Bleacher Report, I guess.
Okay. All right, good.
All right, back to the phones. Mark's in Crystal Lake. Here.
You can't just crap on Cutler and then walk away. You got to give both
he
sides
sucked.
Of the story.
Stop it. That name should be banned. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Well, good morning. So if they keep Nagy and get rid of Pace, it's only about money because Pace is going into the final year of his deal next year.
Yep.
Lame duck. You don't do that. You either fire him or extend him. You don't have a starting quarterback. That's the perfect time to rebuild. So you either clean house. The only way I'd say keep them is if you keep all three and you say, and here's why, hold on. You say, Pace, you're not allowed to draft a QB, and B, you're not allowed to use any future draft capital whatsoever. Go ahead. You kind of force the tank, and then that way, then you clean house.
Yeah, you can't, though.
So you get a higher draft pick. That's the only way that... If you keep one, you keep them all.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't want Hoodie to come in as the new GM, but hey, Hoodie, you got to keep Danny as your head coach. Well, no.
No, that's bad.
That's not going to work. Right.
Bad business.
Appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot. 312-332-3776. By the way, Devin Hester played for two teams in his career. He had Jay Cutler and a bunch of stumble bums behind him, and he played with Matt Ryan. That's it. It's the only two starting quarterbacks he played with.
Matt Ryan, not as good as Cutler, apparently.
He's a great leader, not as good an arm.
He was also on the Ravens for like a cup of coffee. I don't know if he won a game, but he had a, and the Seahawks too. He signed on their rosters.
Yeah, he never appeared in a game for the Seahawks. Did play one season with the Ravens. You're correct. Who was the quarterback there then? Oh, Flacco.
Why are we relitigating Jay Cutler this morning? That's not what I when I woke up this morning. I didn't think that Jay Cutler would be a conversation piece.
Yeah. The only reason I brought that up because I just didn't think it was fair that he would basically do what Cap just did. What headline writers do? He took a nugget of the story. There's our podcast where Devin Hester talks about 1,000 things. They took the nugget where he said he was a bad leader, and Cap blew it up like that was the story. And that's the only reason I brought up the positives he said about Jay. It's sensationalism. Well done, Cap. I mean, the Trib might be hiring.
Yeah, exactly. 312-332-3776. So if Nagy has to remain, but Pace is fired, where does the Bears general manager job rank among the other open GM jobs in the NFL? Atlanta, Jacksonville, Texas, Texans, Detroit, and then it would be Chicago. So that would be five.
You say Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Yep.
Jacksonville.
Yep.
Texans.
Yep.
Lions, Bears.
Let me think about it.
Think about that. What do you think? 312-332-3776.
Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Danny, Jeff, JR. We're here every morning at 7 a.m. So tell your friends. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tune
every
in.
Morning.
Cap J Hood.
Yep. Thanks so much for joining us every morning.
312-332-3776. So are you cool with if they made a change in the front office, but they brought Matt back for another year? Are you cool with that? Like, it would be Bears-like to do that.
Sure.
Because those who fail to acknowledge history are doomed to repeat it.
See, my major issue with Nagy is obviously that the offense does not move, Cap. But the second thing was this week, the idea that you come out there and you start railing against a unit that's been holding your ass up for the better part of 2+ years. Mm-hmm. And, of course there's slippage. There's age on the defense.
No
doubt. Of course. Of course there's issues
with
the defense. Yeah.
No Goldman.
I want to take issue with that, too, by the way. Heard this from several places. Like, you know, if Hicks was there, the defense would have been better on Sunday. I don't think so. Now, the score might be different, but just because Hicks is out there doesn't mean that everything is solid. There was leakage all over the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Backside of the linebackers in front of the secondary, there was issues anyway.
Agreed.
And I don't know if Hicks gets to Rodgers. Nobody got to Rodgers. But even if Hicks is not there, there shouldn't be such a drop-off that Rodgers is out there like a scrimmage on Sunday. So I heard that same thing, too. You know, yeah, there was no Hicks, but that's no excuse for the defense not to even get Rodgers' uniform dirty.
Not once. Well, I take that back. They had a questionable roughing the passer call.
Well,
that was it.
Robert Quinn did play Sunday, right? Did we confirm that? Do you see the All-22? Was he out there?
For one play. We saw him get a nice tackle of a running back. Other than that, I didn't know if he was out there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so if the Bears GM job was open, that would be five that would be open right now in the NFL. If that job opened, it would be Atlanta, Jacksonville, Detroit, Chicago, Houston. Those five. Jonathan Hood, I'm making you the number one candidate out there. Which of the five do you want?
I want the Texans job.
Really?
I want Deshaun Watson. You with me, Meller? Take the Texans job first. So, because I've got the quarterback ready-made. So, then my second choice would be the Lions.
Because, wow.
Yes, it would be this. It would be my second choice. I'm going Falcons third because I don't know what is the future for Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I don't love that because he's 36 now.
Correct.
And he's got a big contract tied to him. And we've talked about Julio Jones' big contract as well, which is kind of, it limits your
They're both onerous. You can't
trade
them.
Yeah, it makes, as good as they are, you're spending a lot of money on those two pieces, and they have not been able to get it done since Kyle Shanahan left.
So, to me, I'm going with I think is going to be close to be ready-made teams. I go Texans, Lions. The Falcons seems like, as Jeff just mentioned, that sounds like a rebuild. And the Jaguars, even though Shad Khan is very loyal, Caldwell, the GM, in that job for way too long, sucked. And then they got rid of some of their quality players. I don't know how you tank in real time for Jacksonville. I don't know. That is just mind-boggling to me. Quality guys. Now, they have draft picks. But I still want something that's where I'm closer to getting to the playoffs. And the Texans and Lions are there. I say Falcons and Jaguars. And the Bears are on the list, too.
Okay, so for me, it's a clear number one, Jacksonville. That's, sign me up. Sign me up. Number one.
That's the first time anyone has ever uttered Jacksonville as the clear number one in regard to football.
Or yeah. Anything.
Clear number one. They've got all their picks. They've got other picks from the Yannick Ngakoue trade and a couple of other moves they made. They've got $100 million in cap space. $100 million. I can remake that thing in 2 years. I got that thing shoop, turned around.
They're sneaky, though, because if for whatever reason the Jets win a game and Jacksonville gets the number one overall pick, now you've got the Watson quarterback piece that you're talking about, Hoodie, but you've got a bunch of first-round picks that cap. So it's kind of weird the way the Jacksonville thing plays out. I don't know. That's a bad franchise. It has been for a long time. With all that cap room, can you entice players to come play in Jacksonville?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There are no small markets in the NFL.
Okay.
And no state tax in Florida. I like that. And playing in Florida. It's, you know, Jacksonville. It's South Hollywood palm trees.
So they have the Rams number one from the Ramsey. I'm trying to get you to come to my side here.
Go ahead.
You got to. Right now, today, they picked third overall. They can get a quarterback there. They've got number 23 overall, number 34 overall, number 38 overall, number 69 overall. They got five of the top 69. They got $100 million in cap space. And I can remake the entire thing. Sign me the F up.
But I got the short thing at quarterback with the Houston.
Got no draft picks.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. Houston always finds a way, even with Darren O'Brien in his administration. He always finds a way. Now for the future, that looks bright for sure. And you'll be in the job for 10 years if you're with Shad Khan, apparently. He's very loyal.
Very.
Yeah, he's very loyal.
And he's a billionaire.
Yes.
So I think if I go to him and go, I've got to get Jonathan Hood is the best running back in the game, and he's a free agent. We got to go get him. But you got to spend big. Done.
Houston will take care of it. I got oil money. I'm good.
Wow.
I got oil money. What do you get? I guess Shad Khan does too, probably.
And they're picking second right now, Cap. You said third. They're picking second, right? Because the Jets right now don't have a win. They have they're in the number one spot.
Where's the Giants?
The Giants, I think, are in first place in the NFC East.
No.
The Giants are 4-7 in first place in the NFC.
Are they in first?
First place.
H.
So the Jags are picking second. But that's critical because, I want Trevor Lawrence if I'm a GM.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued by Justin Fields as your fallback option.
Yeah.
So one or two, you're in a great spot. Now, after that, I don't know. You kind of, you get all the Zach Wilson, the Kyle Trask conversations, the Trey Lance conversation. I don't know about those guys. I'm not as sold. But if you get a top two pick in this draft, which the Jags are in good shape for, but they're not, you think they're good, but they're, Deshaun
Watson. The Texans do not pick till pick 73.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because their other picks belong to the Dolphins.
Yeah, we can make moves. But I got the quarterback I want right away.
You do?
Out of all these teams, I got the quarterback. I got the quarterback that so many teams covet. They wish they had. I got a leader. I got a winner at quarterback. How about that?
You got a great quarterback. Yeah. I love him. Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, I can make maneuvers. I can get higher up in the draft. That's not a problem. But I got a ready-made quarterback, which is really the jumping-off point, the starting point for any football team. Do you have a franchise quarterback? Do you have a difference-maker back there? Watson's that guy.
No question.
Wish the Bears had him.
And he's locked up, and he's a great, great leader. He's an awesome dude.
It will be interesting to see what Mike Tannenbaum says, because he's coming on at 8 o'clock. He's been a GM in the National Football League, and so I will be curious to hear how he ranks this, because I think that they're both compelling arguments, the Jags and the Texans, but not the Bears.
8 o'clock Mountain.
Yeah, he's on at 9. Tannenbaum, 9.
My bad, 9 o'clock.
Dan Weider is on at 8. We love Dan. 312-332-3776. We get afternoon football today. Why, that's a take that! Next.
Take that.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Shout out to my brother. Anyway, welcome back, Cap J. Hood. So we've been talking some football. We have a lot of fun in our morning meeting.
What about on the air? What about that?
We have a lot of fun there, too. We came up with, so I was just telling Danny a incident that I had with my beloved wife last night. We'll get to that later. But Danny had an interesting experience, like, from a number of different angles yesterday.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that as well. It's a parenting / wife lesson that Danny was involved in. But we get afternoon football today. The NFL says, COVID be damned, man. We're playing. We get Ravens at Steelers at 2:40 this afternoon.
It's amazing how bold the National Football League is. No matter, he doesn't give a damn about your COVID or your schedule. It does not matter. The NFL is pretty much trying to tell everybody, I'll put this thing on in the morning. I'll put this thing on middays on a Wednesday. I'll put this thing on overnight. You're going to watch.
Correct.
Because you have to gamble on it. It's about fantasy football. And because the NFL is just injected in your veins. We're the king of sports, damn it. We don't care exactly what time you put it on. We're moving Ellen out of the way. Kelly Clarkson. We're moving out all the syndicated programs. No Judge Mathis. I don't care what's in your market.
How's Peacock doing?
Not good. Not good. You got any space over there at the house? Might want to stay there. It's not been good.
Come on in.
That's 48 hours.
All the kids moved out. For people that don't know what he's talking about, his wife is an executive with NBC, and she deals with not just Chicago NBC, around the country. Hey, guess what? Rachel Ray, got to move. Ellen, got to move, because we got NFL football coming in. What?
Not good. There's a lot of egos being damaged because of this.
Yes.
And especially the little one with the short hair that dances on her show. And not happy.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Not happy.
She's not so generous.
Not happy. Let's just put
Ellen
it that way.
Ellen unhappy.
Yeah, not happy. The idea that she might be moved to Cozy, that the old TV. You mean I'm going to be on after Petticoat Junction? No shot.
No shot.
Like, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm going to be on after Quincy? I can't do this.
Quincy?
like
Jack Klugman.
Yes, you remember Jack Klugman.
Anyway, so today it's Ravens at Steelers. I'm excited to watch.
What do you think, Danny?
Listen, for me, I've never been more excited. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get to watch an NFL football game at 2:30. It's kind of like I always complain about Sunday night or Monday night football because our hours are so early. I feel like, God, I can't believe they're going to play till 11 o'clock, and I got to wait. The 3:40 alarm's going to go off. This is like sweet revenge for us on this show. Yep. We work the hours where we're actually going to be home sitting on a couch. I have friends that are miserable about this game because they've got jobs, like 9-to-5 jobs, mm-hmm. where they've got to be on Zoom calls or meetings, and it's right in the middle of Ravens Steelers.
So let's put that on the poll, JR, at Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Will you watch this live? Will you have time to watch this live? Will you move some of your Zoom meetings out of the way to be able to watch this? And it's not just an NFL game, and because it's the Ravens and the Steelers.
Right.
There's ramifications on the line here. Steelers, will they stay undefeated after this? The return of RG3, how does that work out? You know, Ravens are kind of slipping a little bit. And so, but you're intrigued because it's a marquee matchup. And by the way, if this is any matchup, the NFL would still try to ramrod it in there on a Wednesday in the midday. But this is such the matchup, though. People are like, people want to see this anytime.
Right.
You've got to put this on.
Right. This is not the Bears and the Jaguars. This is the freaking Ravens at the Steelers.
This is the best. I mean, look, take bias aside, Steelers-Ravens is the best rivalry for the last decade. Probably the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, look, Packers-Bears is great, but both teams haven't been very good at the same time. These two teams have been the cream of the crop in the AFC North for the past 15 years.
But what about Wheel of Fortune in some of these markets? I'm just saying, like in some of these markets.
Is Vanna White still on that show?
Yeah, she's still on the show. Yes.
Remember when she was in Playboy?
Yes, I do, actually.
I wrote for Playboy. I don't remember that.
I have it. I'll bring it in.
Vanna, because she's 63, because it was on yesterday or the day before, and I went, hey, Alexa, how old is Vanna White?
Vanna White is 63 years of age.
RIP to all your watches and phones, by the way, after you did that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on
everybody at home's like, why am I getting Vanna White on here?
Honey, are you cheating? Well, Vanna White, why do you want to know about that now? It was on Captain J Hood. He said it. I don't know. Like, I swear.
I could get him even more trouble.
What?
Hey, Alexa, Vanna White nude.
Oh, Cap.
Nude images all over Chicago area now.
Stuff you won't hear with Mully. But I tell you what, right now, wow. I just
hashtag saying. Free Haw.
Hashtag Free Haw.
Anyway.
RIP to your mentions there on your iPhones and your watches, by the way.
Real quick, let's grab Matt in River North. Hey, Matt.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Alexa.
To answer your question, I would think if you win, this is the best place to be the general manager because they're going to love you here. If you lose, it might be the worst. Also, the question about Nagy coming back, I heard Jason Leisure the other night. If they don't make the playoffs, he said that Pace and Nagy are out.
Yep.
And I would have to see how the team responds to the tongue-lashing Nagy gave him. If they roll over, then he doesn't have control of his team, and they don't respect him, and they're not going to play for him. So that's my opinion. I think they need a culture change, kind of like what Ron Rivera did in Washington. The thing is that I saw with that, when Bosque decapitated.
Wait, hold on. Did you say a culture change? That's the one good thing they have.
That's according to Nagy. I don't see it.
I'm telling you, players in that room will tell you, yes, we have a good culture here.
And then the one.
Well, what about all the tweets by the wide receivers?
Yeah, what about that?
I think they're mad that they're not getting the ball.
Is it because they're playing with Trubisky or they don't like Nagy? Who knows, you know?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Unless you talk to him. But I think with Ron Rivera, when Bostic decapitated Andy Dalton, that defense has become killers. They crippled Joe Burrow. They're getting talked about by, you know, Lewis Riddick, that front four is legit. You know, they're coming after you.
All right, Matt, we got to roll. We got Dan Wiederer coming on. Have a great day, okay?
All right.
There you go. That's our guy, Matt, in River North. Dan Wiederer. He's our Bears insider from the Tribune. He's in 2 minutes.
Hey, Alexa.